Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health,
to seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
This is the hottest show on the internet. It's Red the Game Radio, with your host, DJ
Smell,
and international
call. Hail, from the Netherlands, presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
I'm gonna put you on speakerphone. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Because I'm getting ready for work. I'm kind of running late.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hold on, let me get my cue harp on. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Do you? A boo 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 boo. Happy birthday, baby. How you doing for your birthday?
Thank you. I'm going to work. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, y'all do the work? Oh, okay. Well, you know, your check is in the mail. You know what I'm saying? Your check is in the mail, girl. You know I got you. You just do your work thing. It'd be in the mail, you know?
All right.
I'm going to call you live off the radio, girl, you know what I'm saying? So the featured guest of the show today say happy birthday from Washington, you know what I'm saying? She says happy birthdays to you, you know?
Thank you so much.
And today is, I told you what I was doing the show on today, right?
Tell me again.
Mammogram Monday, woman.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Oh, yeah. It's going down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I want to call you up real quick. But I'm going to call you back a little later on. Actually, just call me when you get out of work. That'll be a moment
being
turned. Yeah. All right,
then. Thank you so much. I love you.
Love you too, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My baby.
Bye.
All right, people. Had to go ahead and get that out of the way. Get the girl on out the way. It's her birthday today. Before we get to a most serious issue, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Shouts out to my homie.
Timmy!
Yeah, real big. Got Miss Emily Angel up in the building. And we're going to be doing something real special today, people. You know what I'm saying? After we get into a couple of songs. Today is my health. Your Health Monday presents Have You Had Your Mammogram? And this is Do You Have or Know Someone Who Has Had Breast Cancer? This is how the description goes. Big thank you goes out to Heavenly Angel for allowing WDG Radio to listen in live during her first visit to the doctor's office for a breast exam and checkup. It's a very important issue that faces both women and men, and it's not discussed that often amongst friends and family. So come on through. You know what I'm saying? Listen and learn something new. Speaking of Heavenly Angel, and who will be sharing some personal experiences and education regarding the procedures and treatment, as well as ways to take care of your body. So bring your ass. And P.S., happy birthday to my lady, Miss Tyler Spencer. 242, baby. You already know. You know what I'm saying?
It is a good day to die.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going down. And let me. Send greetings and salutations to the Heavenly Angel up in the building.
Hello, how are you?
What?
Happy birthday to you,
person.
Stuart Torque said in the chat room.
Oh, I don't know. Shout out to Torch 64, man. Yeah, y'all want to get a free mammogram or a sonogram or a free x-ray, go to the motherfucking local airport. And, yeah, it's as burnt up in one of the scanners. Slow down real big.
Full body scan.
Full body scan. You're going to get it all. You're going to get it
all. Child. They ain't missing a thing.
Yeah, I've seen those scanners. Yeah, whatever. Not going to deter me from flying. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I tell you, anybody who's flying with me, you know, send all that shit in your luggage. You know, if you want to pack something, pack that shit in your luggage. You know, they don't check
luggage.
If
you don't want the x-ray, you can always get filled up real good, you know.
Oh, yeah. Get the full body pat up and down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right there, baby. Right there. Stop. No, keep going.
Yeah. But it's all good. When I go into the airport, you know, I walk through, strut my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Abacabar. All my Singaporeans out there. Oh, yeah, I still remember, goddammit. Konnichiwa, motherfucking, Salamu, what's the other one? I don't know, shit. Learn too many languages. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And, but it's going now. So, in a minute, we're going to, get into it. You know what I'm saying? And, we're going to cover some good important issues, people. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, go ahead and give a big ups to the Heavenly Angels right here, you know. And coming up after this song, we will get the results from last week's test, and it is going down right here, live, on the Starship Smelly Prize. Come right back at it. Here we go.
Chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga and calls you conceited. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce and give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick. Or have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. You're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny and hope that you come back to me. Baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love. It can't be described as just some silly flame. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you, because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night, so I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night, and when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood. Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Yeah.
Some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life.
I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't.
Please stop. I'm dying over here.
Now he wanna cause a scene, making up for the attention he was missing as a teen. Now dude's a wild thing like Charlie Sheen, but he ain't major league, he ain't even on the team. He just loves to deceive, acts like he lives a dream. In reality, things ain't all what they seem. Always on campus, ain't involved in a thing. He just looking for a chick to live with another scheme. Looking for the broad with the lowest self-esteem. Talk her out of money to cop them ice cream. Daddy saw Pharrell rocking in that Vibe magazine. He don't know a true king, treat the lady like a queen. Caught up in the image, but he don't know what it means. I've done and all the things I did not say. Please excuse me if you shot your gun. I didn't mean to sound that way. I tried my best to give to you all that I have left. Always speak the truth, do the best I can to help you understand, to be a better man. But maybe that's all over. Everything I did was to survive. You can't walk in my shoes, but still you tried. Now what does it mean you don't know why? Why don't you spread your wings and fly? But still I pray you find the day that you can say you found your way. You live for you, you find your truth in everything you do. You know what it is.
Dave, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want
to
come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
A new ISDN malt liquor. It's going down. Boss is lost.
Hello?
No. What's wrong waiting on? Okay, see, we're outside with Goofy Bone. We're out live in San Jose, California.
Oh, what's up? We live.
It's going
the
down.
Bone, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm hungover like a motherfucker, people. We were making music all last night till about 7 a.m. your time, Smelly.
Damn.
Wow.
Hey, y'all been up. Y'all been up.
Man. Oh, yeah.
What happened with the Raiders?
Fucking blew it. That's what happened to the fucking Raiders. Don't be talking shit. What happened to your Seahawks?
Hey, we're still in the game, though.
Yeah,
right?
y'all shit it on yourselves. Don't
we're
be talking
still
shit,
in the game, baby.
Uh-oh, somebody lost over the weekend.
Right now, that is not a subject I would like to talk about, but...
That's a poor one, huh?
I'm all fucking, shit, I totally forgot about that. Thank you, Heavenly Angel, for ruining my day.
You know.
But I love you.
Always looking at.
The rumor around PCR is Heavenly Angel's my early morning squeeze. Miss Computer Ladies only for the late night entertainment.
Right. Till she creep in on the afternoon, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
hands down and shit, you know?
I'm sure he's got some in between snacks too, you know.
What happened?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm sure he's got some in between snacks on that one.
Oh.
You gotta always have your in between snacks, or you're gonna be an anorexic idiot.
I'm gonna get on my in between snack right now, you know what I'm saying?
Oh. Puff Daddy. Good.
Hey, and you can go to www.wbge.webs.com, and I got my new mixtape posted, you know what I'm saying? First official mixtape is up on the site. It's Heat for the Streets Volume 1. You can go and check that out. Just click on New Indie Mixtapes tab, and it'll take you to check out the new mixtape. I got a new editing program called Photo Post Pro.
Say that again.
It's called Photo Post Pro, POS Pro. It's like a simplified. It's a simplified version of Photoshop.
Okay, so it's Photo Pro.
Yeah, Photo Post Pro. You can go to download.com and get the bitch for free. It's Photo.
Okay.
It's Photo Post Pro. And if you look at my. The little mixtape that I just did, I just worked on a mixtape cover front and back. And then, but that shit, dog, cutting people out, cutting heads off, taking the background out. I mean, that shit is like, easy. I was like, damn, that shit's crazy. Matter of fact, let me drop my link real quick. And if you ain't signed up, man, y'all need to sign up to the site, goddammit. Y'all signing up to all motherfucking my.
And shout out to Goofy Bone. This weekend he sold his 15,000th copy of The Rise and Fall of the Mexican Psycho.
What?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, people. We out here on the motherfucking grind. Go ahead and give him applause for that.
I'll tell you right now,
of course, you got some hate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, got to have a hate. Got to have a hate, you know?
Yeah, you know, you know what I hate? You know what I hate is when, like, okay, they throw in an event that, you know, it's like, say, like a mixtape party or some bullshit like that. And they, okay, you selling your stuff. Well, it's an event, right? You don't say, just DJ Smells So Good could sell his stuff. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's a couple other cats selling their things at the event. And then when I come in, you know, I'm bombarded. I'm not saying I'm Jay-Z with a million fans, but shit, I had a couple of, hey, what's up, Goofy? What you up to? Da-da-da-da-da. These motherfuckers were hating. They're like, hey, Mac, hey, you know, this is our, this is our mixtape event. Do you think you could, you know, not sell your stuff over here? You know, you're taking away from our sales. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, man, I hate that shit. But hey, shout out to the haters. If you mad, you wonder why.
Damn. Hey, might have to take us a goddamn trip.
Hey, thanks for sending me that song too, Smelly.
Oh, you got it?
Nope,
no,
you never
sent it. It's actually on my hard drive though. You get it today, man. It's on my other hard drive. I came home and thinking it's on the fucking laptop, and I don't have anything on the laptop, so it's on my external hard drive. This year here is hard, people. I'm shouts out to Alexander from Singapore. You know what I'm saying? Who was dropped off a little article with a video attached that demonstrates a gold bathroom. And when I say gold, I mean this motherfucker's a $4.8 million bathroom.
It's a bathroom that's made of gold?
Every single thing in it is completely made of gold.
Now, wait a minute.
This
Why
is
would
Hong
you
Kong.
The most disgusting place in your house?
No. It's not
gold.
In a house. It's not in the house. It's in a jewelry store, and but they smart though. The centerpiece is a 900-pound solid gold toilet, and customers who spend $128 in the store have a chance to use the bathroom.
Wait,
they booming. Yeah, shit. They might have put 4.8 in it, but
wait a minute.
Paying $128 to get up.
Customers pay $100 to go take a shit in their bathroom.
Yeah.
Man. I tell you, people, we in a recession when people can fucking pay $100 to go take a shit.
Hey, in a golden toilet. I've been to Germany. You know, in Germany they got one of these museums, and in the museum they have a room. I mean, an actual room. And I got pictures of some fucking way. I got to look at damn pictures. But I mean, every single thing in the room, all the chandeliers, lamps, anything you see gold in that motherfucker is everything in that bitch is 100% gold.
Oh my God!
Everything. Even the fucking wallpaper on the wall has got
the
gold flakes in the bitch. Gold,
oh,
it's all
man.
Gold flakes. I mean, that shit there is what? That's just some hard ass shit to see. I mean, some real beautiful shit. So. Y'all looking for some scenic type shit? Yeah, you know that's the only thing I would say. Fucking Germany.
Shit, I'm not one to like gold. I'll be honest with you. I despise the jewelry, but fuck, I wouldn't mind taking a shit in a golden toilet.
Man, no, I'm balling, bitch. I have to take a picture. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, that's nasty. Bitch, I'm on a golden toilet. See ya. That's crazy.
Shit. Don't tell my mom that, because my mom, she likes all that shit. She probably might end up getting that shit.
Oh, wait. Did y'all see, y'all didn't go down and look at, ooh, that's a nasty toilet. They got the weirdest toilets from all over the world. They got a toilet made of snow. Well, it's made of complete ice.
Well, I'll tell you
no
something right
way.
Now. At the Raider games, you see all the inventions of toilets there. And there's people that don't want to wait in them porta potties. So what do? They get creative. They do a paper mache of all the old bottle boxes and can boxes, and they make themselves a toilet with a little curtain.
It's got a roll of 20s for toilet paper.
Oh, I could do that. I was thinking of doing that one time. But I'm like, I'd rather burn the money than shit on the money. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's... Damn, they got one with a woman. Oh, I take a piss in that now. Wow. That's hot. If you go halfway into the video, people, look, they got one with a, it's like you're sitting in between a chick's legs. And then her boobs is the lights and shit. Oh, that shit's hard. Weird, but hard. You know what I'm saying? Weird, but hard. Damn. Most expensive from total is $6,000, a $6,000 toilet. Man, y'all is crazy, man. How do we get all this shit anyway? You know what I'm saying?
Y'all stupid for fucking even going that route to spend that money on a toilet. To even make the nastiest place in your house a fucking place of gold. That's stupid right there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not hating, but I'm just telling the truth.
That's like going into a person's bathroom and they got a goddamn 40-inch flat screen on the wall. How much time are you spending in this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Shit and go. Goddamn, you and this bitch watching a whole movie on the toilet, your ass gonna fall asleep. You might want to not do that.
No, Smelly, you need a TV in the toilet because there's some critical times. Say you're watching football, or say you're watching a movie and you don't want to miss the fucking part.
Man, I done fell asleep on the toilet before that.
You know, before the IRS
come
hit
up,
me,
all sleepy.
You know, be honest with you, before the IRS hit me, I was gonna get a fucking TV installed in my bathroom, one where the toilet was, and then one where in the shower. I was on the verge of doing that. That would have cost me almost about $16,000, but I was about to do that.
Well, just because the Lord's intervening and tell you, hey, dumbass, you need to motherfucker do something else with your money.
Well, the IRS took it off, so fuck them.
Well,
there goes my ambition.
Same thing. Hey, dumbass, we might as well come and take the money if you just gonna fuck it off like that.
But shit, imagine me fucking hoes in the shower with the TV on. Oh, that's pimp shit.
Right. Yeah, baby,
okay.
You can keep watching Days of Our Lives. Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. Just bend over. Bend
over. Oh,
hell no. Heavenly Angel, you watch TV while I go down on you for a couple hours. You see?
If I'm watching TV, man, you ain't doing the job right, baby.
Yeah, man.
My eyes ain't rolling in the back of my head. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what you an exorcist or something? You all right?
Well, that's something you can always try out.
You been exercising or something? Hey, Google the man.
Maybe if you got some porn playing.
What was that, Smelly?
Let me ask you the My Health, Your Health Monday question.
Right on.
You got anybody in your family that you know of?
A friend.
That, first of all, has ever been to that has had a mammogram done?
Is that the mammogram where they spread the pussy open?
No.
That's
mammogram is for
breast cancer.
For the breast cancer, for breast cancer.
My mom had breast cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did, but she beat it.
Wow.
I heard that.
What's her number? We need to call her up. We need to talk to her today. We need to talk to her today. Well, anyway, we got Ms. Heavenly Angel on the line. Today's featured show is actually featuring Ms. Heavenly Angel. Last Wednesday, shouts out to Dr. Mello. We was invited and much appreciated to participate in Ms. Heavenly Angel's breast exam. So if you listen back to Wednesday, you'll actually hear towards the end of the show. We live from, I don't forgot the name of the
game. Oh, really? You going to be in the breast doctor's office live?
We was in it.
Yeah.
We was already in it.
Oh, you were?
Last Wednesday, I had a mammogram.
Oh, my God. I missed it.
Live,
I'm sorry.
Brother. And it was crazy. You got
to
listen to
the
show.
To the
you will be laughing, bro. You will be laughing. I'm telling you.
Now, because Smelly, you've been starting your show early, and it's been throwing me off because it's like...
Oh, was it 11 o'clock? I thought I'd help you out because you always be up early.
Yeah, no, but it's like I'm doing things early, and then I kind of like, at your time, I kind of die off and just, you know, kick back so I can listen to you. But it's like I'm there waiting for you. It's like, oh, man, this motherfucker didn't show 2 hours ahead.
Oh, okay, my bad. Well, yeah, you know, it's holiday shit. I've been trying to get out on my
ground.
Yeah,
no,
you know
I understand it. I'm
trying to get out on the ground,
people. Some fans, like me, tend to rely on your show.
Well, brother, I'm going to be honest with you. The first day, I think that was Wednesday, that I fucked around and did the early show. And I thought nobody would fucking be here. God damn it, 5 minutes before the show was even supposed to start, Heavenly Angel was there. Side Knight, Alexander, shit. I mean, who else was there?
Beautiful Butterfly, wasn't she there for a minute?
Yeah, and yeah, Beautiful Butterfly all came through. I'm talking about 5 minutes before the early show was supposed to start.
Well, I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah, I'm like, how in the hell, you know, you come 5 minutes after the 12 o'clock show, but you come 5 minutes early to the 11 o'clock show.
So, Heavenly Angel, when he was doing the breast exam, did he find anything or no?
That's what today's show is all about.
Oh.
We are getting the results, and we are talking in depth about mammograms and breast cancer.
My health is
well Monday. It's going down. Need a drum roll. I was patting on them tatas. You know what I'm saying? Let me pat on them tatas. Oh, I'm sorry.
Because breast cancer is a bitch. Because that's something you. If you win, you win. If you lose, you're going to die.
Ah. That be the truth.
And shit, what? Back when my mom had breast cancer back in 94, damn, they basically told her, ma'am, you're going to die. And, you know, it's like, fuck, I'm going to lose my mom and shit. So she had this like, I think it was almost 12-hour surgery. They got everything out. And the doctor, after my mom came back, you know, from her little, you know, when they put her out and shit, the doctor said, you know, ma'am, I'm sorry I lied to you. You know, you're not going to die. And, you know,
But listen, I read that on the Nutty News. 90% of all fucking doctors misdiagnose their patients the first time.
Yeah.
90%. So people, that's why I always tell you to get a fucking second opinion. Don't never believe what the fuck. I don't give a damn, even if the doctor says some good shit to you. Go and check that shit out. Because that motherfucker could be lying, and 2 weeks later, you know what I'm saying, the shit flail back up on you, and you ain't know what the hell happened because this stupid motherfucker didn't know what he was talking about the first time.
No, because, you know, the doctors, sometimes they'll just look and they'll be like, okay, I'm going to use the textbook version. All
right,
yeah,
right,
you look good, but you can have this check out. You know what I mean? They'll throw you just like, so they can move you along and get the next patient in. They'll just throw you something, oh, okay, yeah, you know, get this checked out in 6 months and we'll see you then, okay? Later. Now, because one time I thought I had herpes. I was all scared and shit because I had like a little pimple on my dick. But it just turns out that, you know, when you don't wash down there once in a while, you know, you'll get one of those. So I went down there and I was... Huh?
I said, you think?
No, I shaved down there. So it's like, you know, sometimes it gets... Well, back when I was playing sports, I would get, like, you know, little rashes here
hair
and there.
Bump.
Yeah, hair bumps. So I was all scared thinking they were herpes. So
yeah,
I went down there and... Well, I'm over there scared off my head, and the fucking doctor looks at it and goes, oh, no, this ain't, you know, this is just, you know, you need to take a warm cloth and just, you know, wash yourself down there and da-da-da-da. And then motherfucking some other doctor told me that, you know, it's another, it's like an athlete's infection. It's
jock
called,
itch. Like a jock itch.
Kind of like, yeah, like a jock itch. It's called USA 3000 or something like that.
Oh, they got to do some fake name to it now and shit.
Yeah, nah.
They got to do some fake name to it.
So I had to, you know, if I didn't get it, like, looked at again from what the doctor told me to just go down there and shit, that shit could have, like, cut my shit off. Mm-hmm. So I took some antibiotics and boom, shit's gone. Never had it again.
I shaved one fucking time, and that's it. No, it's Goofy Bomb. Oh, Alexander, so you sound like Easy Rider. Damn, that's crazy.
I sounded like Easy Rider right now?
Damn. Yeah, Easy Rider,
hey,
come on.
Hey, this is
Easy Rider, come on, and then, you know, yeah. Hold on.
This is Bubba with Vic66Scott.com.
Let's get the designation clear, people.
Bubba here to talk to you about Bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at Bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at Bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from Bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to Bid66.com. .com right now.
Avon calling.
Sorry, people. Get the ass on. You know what I'm saying. All right, let's bring in the fallen soldier. Listen.
Timmy!
All right. And she's
back.
Yeah, I shaved myself one time, called myself motherfucking getting all cute for a lady and shit. You know what I'm saying? Damn, shave up, you know what I'm saying? Clear things off. So she knows she do a thing, ain't gonna be no problem. Shit, me. And fuck my whole night up. Hey, man, please. I cut my shave myself, people, you know, lather it up. And actually shave, you know, not electric shave, I actually shave. Shit. I don't see how you motherfuckers do it out there. I don't see how people shave themselves.
Don't try this at home.
For one, it's uncomfortable. It's too cool down there. It's too goddamn cool. Fuck that. Breeze is just all through there. Like, whoa. Yeah. Too cool. But then, you know, like your face, when you shave your face, technically, you're supposed to put, you know, bump cream or you're supposed to put alcohol on your face. That'll keep the bumps down. People, putting alcohol down there. No. That's like spraying fucking cheap cologne on your shit. Some hot karate or something on your nuts. And that shit there is a four-long fire. You don't want to be doing that. See, any of you young cats out there that might be hearing this, you know, and thinking that shit is sexy and the girl going to appreciate you doing that, you might want to think again. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Get your trim up. Just trim your shit up. You know what I'm saying? Don't cut your shit all off. Don't do that. Fuck that. That shit, that was the worst bill of my life, man. Oh my God. And then
try a wax job.
And then the bumps that came up afterwards, oh man, that shit there looked, yeah, you would think you had fucking herpes or some shit. Man, what the hell? You goddamn razor bumps, man. Them shit doesn't.
Well, you can rip the hairs out with a wax job.
No, thank you. I've watched 40-year-old virgin, and I don't want the smiley face across my chest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're not talking about your chest.
I'm good. Oh, well, yeah. Definitely would be, definitely would be waxing anywhere else. That is uncivilized.
I
that
can
is
see
uncivilized.
It now.
Yeah. Damn.
You know?
I'm good. To do one of them Fear Factor type shit, you know what I'm saying? I might do it for some money, you know all that.
I guess so.
Pubes waxed and shit. But other than that, oh, hell no.
Fear is a factor in that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. My ripped
up mouth
off.
Time, woman. Give us the results. Give us the results. So we got to go into this hymn.
Well, let me tell you like this. Last year in November on my daughter's birthday, I got the news. I went in for a mammogram that I have tumors in my right breast. Just so happened that my grandmother, who was 97, had just passed from cancer in her breast. She had lost two sisters to cancer, and she has one sister here, her youngest, who lost two breasts and is fighting breast cancer right now.
Well, this is a family trait.
Right. So we got breast cancer history. So I go every year, and they found three tumors, one very large one and two small ones. So they wanted to do a biopsy on it. Go ahead, go do a biopsy on it. I watched the whole procedure.
They numb your breast.
They take a scalpel knife, and they make an incision about the size of a dime, the width of a dime, And then they go in and they put this gun-like thing through your breast. And you can watch the whole procedure on the screen. And then they go in and they kind of jab shoot samples out and take it out. Well, then they decided, well, we're going to go ahead and put in some titanium markers because you're going to require surgery getting this out. So they put the titanium markers in there. Well, I'm one for fighting your health in the most healthiest way possible. So I told them, okay, I'm not going to get the surgery right now. I'm going to wait on that. So over the year, I have been eating right, all organic. I've been doing that for a while, thinking positive, praying, and overall just focusing on it leaving my body. 6 months ago, I went back in for a checkup after that. They spent 45 minutes trying to find the tumor. They couldn't find it. They found the markers, but they couldn't find it. So they got mad at me because the tumor wasn't there and couldn't understand why it was gone.
What?
Yeah, but I still had two small ones there. I was only focusing on the big one. I wasn't really thinking about the two smaller ones there. So I went back 6 months later. That was on Wednesday. And they couldn't find any tumors in there. None at all. No, I didn't get radiation, no chemo, nothing. They didn't cut it out.
That's why they mad though. If you could prove that by changing your diet and getting off of this American fed shit and going completely organic or completely something that's more healthy for you, that fucks up their whole everything. That fucks up their whole reason for going to fucking medical school and learning procedures and all this shit. Because honestly, to me, I know it's natural ways out there. Just I don't. You can count many times on your hand I've been to the doctor. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I guarantee you, at 32 years old, I'm more healthier. I got more energy than the people who graduated 2 years after me, 2 years before me, and any current friends that I've met right now at the same age. Because I've met my old school friends that graduated, you know what I'm saying, while I was still in school, and then I've met friends that after I graduated, you know what I'm saying, I look better than these people. Not be vain or anything, but I take care of myself.
Well, yeah,
and you know, you got to keep a, even though you live in a world of filthiness currently,
yeah.
Well, the United States is, at least, it's a world of filthiness. I don't want to categorize it with everybody else in the world, but the United States has its own world of filthiness that you have to live in, that is forced upon you, but you're not forced to live that way.
Well, it was the same cancer that my grandmother had. I had the same cancer my grandmother had. And they told her for years that it was nothing to worry about, and she passed away from it.
I'm telling you, like I say, people, 90% of all doctors misdiagnose their patients the first time. This is why they always say, get a second opinion.
Oh, and I did that too, boy. And I got proof. I have x-rays. I have copies of my x-rays. You can see the tumors. You can see where the markers are, and you can see that it's gone. And you can still see the markers where it used to be. And I got the same lady who did the ultrasound. That was the second part of the exam. And she was still upset that she couldn't find them. She was like, I can't understand it. She had an attitude with me. I wish we had got that on the air at the
yeah.
last moment. But she had an attitude with me that was unbelievable. Like I was crazy or something. Like it was me. All my fault. Yeah, it was, because I healed myself through prayer and positive thinking and eating right.
Wow.
Mind over matter, people. Mind over matter. But
you're
I don't recommend that for all people. I'm just saying it worked for me.
Yeah.
You know?
I personally recommend you try something natural first. At least
Amen.
Give yourself a year before you start thinking about chemotherapy and all this other kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Think
right.
about changing your fucking life. That is what it's all about. It's about changing your life. And, yeah, it's easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? Because we're programmed. Everybody's programmed from birth. As soon as you come out that womb, you are programmed into a certain way of life. Your mama going to program you. Doctor's going to program you. They're going to start you off from this formula and all that. All that is a form of programming to get you at least up to your 10th year of life. After 10 years, most people are grown. Most people run away from the home and shit at 10 years old and succeed. Don't find dead. You don't hear people found dead and shit. They left and they got the knowledge on how to, you know, take personal hygiene, good personal hygiene, keep food in themselves and keep themselves hydrated. That is all you need to know as a human being. And it's not an age factor there. You know what I'm saying? You just need to know the basic instincts on how to survive. If you're 9 years old and you have that concept, you can go and live on your own. Not saying it's the best thing to do, but it's possible. You know what I'm saying? Because birds fall out the fucking out the nest every goddamn day with no guidance, and they survive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So shit, alligators get born in eggs and find their way to the goddamn watering hole without any guidance. So how the hell are we supposed to be a more intelligent, you know what I'm saying, life form? But from the womb, we still have to be taken care of by our mothers. So who's the most intelligent life form then? Yeah, exactly. So they.
Well, I think my results deserve an award, people.
Goddamn right. Shit. And here you go. You know what I'm saying?
If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
You know?
Yeah, baby. Party
going
time.
Down. All right, let me
so, yeah,
y'all
that's
some,
a good result for me. I'm happy
that's
with
That's real.
It.
Thank you, Lord, you know what I'm saying, for blessing Miss Heavenly Angel. You know I'm praying for you, girl. You know what I'm saying?
Amen to that one. I just hope that I can help somebody out there, you know, with all the lists.
That's real.
If I could just
that's
reach
real,
one
people.
Person, get out there and do your mammogram. And even men out there, you know, if there's any history in your family, that doesn't mean you're a man.
Yeah, you're immune to it. I mean, so it's not just for women. You know what I'm saying? Although, you know, a lot of it is related to women. You know what I'm saying? But men also, you know what I'm saying? And actually, let me give you, this is women's health, though, so this is all related to women, you know what I'm saying? If I go to men's health, I'm pretty sure they'll have something on mammograms, too, or at least taking an exam to check your shit out. Mammogram is an x-ray test of the breast or the mammary glands used to screen for breast problems such as a lump and whether a lump is fluid-filled, also a cyst or a solid mass. A mammogram is done to help screen for or detect breast cancer. Many small tumors can be seen on a mammogram before they can be felt by a woman or her health professional. Cancer is most easily treated and cured when it is discovered in an early stage. Mammograms do not prevent breast cancer or reduce a woman's risk of developing cancer, but regular mammograms can reduce a woman's risk of dying from breast cancer by detecting a cancer when it's more easily treated. Experts differ in their recommendations about how or when how often women should have mammograms. For women between the ages of 40 and 50, the benefits of regular mammograms are not clear. Women should discuss the benefits and harms of mammograms with a doctor. Talk with your doctor to decide when to start and how often to have a mammogram. How often do you have yours? Well, actually, when did you start having your mammogram? Oh, okay. Well, back out. There we go. You hear me?
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can?
I hear you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I fell out and I had to call back in again. Well, I started when I was in my 40s, early 40s. And I went every year. And then when they saw the tumors, they told me to come, you know, every 6 months.
So I'm saying
they kept sending me letters asking me to come in.
When you first went and when you went first exam, did they give you guys any information on how to change your lifestyle and live a healthy lifestyle, or any information on organic foods?
Oh, of course.
Anything like that?
They're not going to tell you that. No. Even with my regular doctor, I have come to her and told her the difference in my health since I switched to organic. And she's like, oh, yeah, I know. But I'm like, how come the doctors don't tell you? Well, they don't have the right to tell you what to eat and how to eat and all that. They can only suggest it.
But
they don't want to suggest it because they get gifts and bonuses for prescribing prescriptions. You ever heard about that?
Man, I don't know about that.
Yeah, they do. Doctors get bonuses from the pharmaceutical companies, and incentives.
Yeah, there you go.
To prescribe their prescriptions.
Yeah, we need you to push these.
So why would they tell you to fix your health in a naturopathic way when they want to, you know, give you prescriptions that's going to benefit their pocket?
Yeah, like Alexander said. See, I like giving his opinion too, because see. Let me explain to you about Alexander 64. He's a listener all the way over in Singapore, which, you know, if you all ain't about the world, you know what I'm saying, he's way the fuck over there, and not related to the United States. So to get his outside opinion, you know what I'm saying, it just shows that, you know, even here in the United States and even in Singapore, even in Netherlands, no matter where you go, shit is fucked up, people, you know, because people are fucked up. It's not about where you go. You know, everywhere you go on this planet, there's no such thing as paradise, because it's always going to be a fucking hater there. It's going to try to ruin your goddamn party. So, you know, paradise is going to be what you make it, but best believe, it's always a fucking hater there. You know what I'm saying? That wants to shit on your parade, or shit on a group of people, shit on animals, shit on something. You know, and that's just a person, though. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody's perfect, you know what I'm saying, on this entire planet, you know?
I also have to give you props, Smelly. I have to give you props, too, over the year. Coming to your show, giving me a dose of laughter every day, that's a good dose of medicine right there.
Hey,
that alone will help you heal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I ain't thinking about that, but shit, I mean.
Yeah, no?
People have helped me through a lot through this show, you know what I'm saying? A lot of sickness, and it forces you to do certain things, you know what I'm saying? It motivates you. I shouldn't say force, it motivates you. You know, people are motivation. And me personally, you know, I got a lot of friends, but not a lot of friends are motivators. See, it's two different things to be a friend and to be a person that motivates, you know what I'm saying, you to do something.
Yeah.
You know, so if you call, man, I'll just call to say what's up and then get your ass up. You know what I'm saying? That's motivation. You know, I'm up. You know, get the fuck up. You know, girl, she's already up. You know, in Hawaii, it's 6 in the motherfucking morning. I'm like, goddamn, I'm thinking I'm going to catch up, you know, groggy and shit. She the fuck up. You know, getting on her day. So,
yeah.
The U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, which is some bullshit-ass agency that I'm fucking made up that doesn't do nothing, which stands for the USPSTF, does not recommend routine mammograms for women ages 40 to 49. They say women should decide when to start having regular mammograms based on their situations, the individual risk, and what they prefer. Some organizations recommend women have mammograms every 1 to 2 years, starting at age 40. For women older than age 50, regular mammograms are recommended, and that long-ass initial recommends routine mammograms every 2 years for women ages 50 to 74. And speaking of that, I'm going to read something in a minute. Hold on. And then women age 75 and older may want to talk to the doctors about whether they need breast cancer screening. Your doctor may recommend testing. Hell yeah. I mean, the older you get, you know, that's when you need to really stay on top of your fucking health.
Hello. My grandma was 97. She just passed. It'll be 2 years in April, next April. She would have been 99 last Friday.
Damn.
You know?
Have mercy, Grandma. Shit. Your doctor may recommend testing at a younger age if you have risk factors for breast cancer. A mammogram that appears to detect a cancer, when in fact a cancer is not present, false positive results can occur at any age, but is more likely to occur in younger women. About 5 to 10% of screening mammograms will require more testing, and this may include another mammogram of specific breast tissue, compression view, or another test, such as an ultrasound or biopsy, and most of these tests will show no cancer is present.
Yep.
And that's, wow.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what, that's what they did with my grandma. The kind of cancer that we had is, it looks cancerous, and they biopsy it, doesn't show up cancerous, but it's cancerous, and it's a slow-growing cancer that attacks you. It took my grandmother years for it to get her, but it did. And she had this growth that was the size of, by the time she passed away, it was the size of a, what is that called, a golf ball.
And they didn't detect that?
And then she had sores on her breast. And then they went in and said, oh, yeah, it's cancerous. It's too late.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mammogram.
So that's why they wanted to take it out.
Man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All I got to say is go with your gut. Go with your instincts.
90% of doctors misdiagnose their patients the first go around.
You got to listen to your body.
Opinion, people. If you can do that. Yeah, you got to listen to your body. If you don't know you, how the fuck anybody else going to help you? They don't know you. You know what I'm saying? So you got to know thyself. And that word is so powerful, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to knowing you. You got to know thyself, you know what I'm saying, what you can and can't take. You know, you might not be a pill popper, and if you run into the damn doctor's office and they're giving you 10 different pills to take, you might be a dead motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you don't pop pills, so you got to know yourself. This is coming all the way from Singapore, 10 most dangerous drugs. And this is according to a study published this month. Get the fuck out of the way. In The Lancet, which is the alcohol and tobacco. Well, I don't know what that is. Alcohol and tobacco rank among the 10 most dangerous substances used by humans. Which, duh, we all know that alcohol and tobacco have been used since the beginning of time. Both alcohol and tobacco have been assessed to be more dangerous than illegal drugs like marijuana or ecstasy. Yeah, exactly.
What?
Exactly. Everybody knew that, though. You know what I'm saying? Just like, motherfuckers know that, goddamn it, you know, living organic and shit is healthier, but who the fuck wants to live healthy? You know what I'm saying?
Timmy!
And that's the way they're looking at it, you know? If we got you living healthy, then shit, what the fuck would need doctor's office and schedule you for checkups and all these
exactly.
Mental health centers and all this shit? If you change your lifestyle, you would change your mental lifestyle. You change your mental lifestyle, it'll change your whole fucking world. But they don't want you to do that. They need you to be a sheep. They need you to stay asleep and not understand it. You know what I'm saying? That everything around you is set up to keep you down. You know,
stress will kill you, people.
The natural shit is the shit that will keep you up. That's why I smoke weed. It keeps me up. It keeps me happy. It keeps me fucking unstressed. It keeps me not giving a fuck about a lot of stupid things that go on a daily basis. A lot of stupid shit that happens.
But it makes
it
you a drug addict.
It's natural, baby. It grows in from the ground, from a seed.
You know
so
what?
How can it hurt you if it doesn't kill you?
I was smoking weed and walking my son the other day, and some old fucking granny called me a drug addict.
And grandma's probably smoking and talking too. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? She hitting old glaucoma pills or some shit. She probably hitting glaucoma pills or some shit.
I don't understand how weed could be a drug where people are so afraid of it. I'm just there smoking it like a cigarette.
It's not that they're afraid of it. They're afraid because they pay attention to the TV and what the television tells them. The television tells you that smoking the most deadliest thing on the planet is the healthiest thing for you. That's a cigarette. Then, in opposite, it tells you the most murderous thing is killing babies and getting young girls hit at the Burger King on a bicycle as they go by the drive-thru is marijuana. Because they're too high. Oh, come on, man. But anyway.
Yeah, well, alcohol is far more worse than that.
And that's the study.
You know what? They show all these cancer commercials with cigarettes. People got holes in their throat. But yet they're still selling it.
And they still smoking. And that's the truth. Shout out to the truth. To truth.com. That's the truth.com. We putting out them damn commercials. And, you know, and it's crazy, though. You don't see MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving. You don't see them putting out fucking anti-alcohol ads. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got the...
They're
not
putting ads when one of their sons is dead.
That's it. After the fact, though. They don't do nothing to bring attention to the cause, though. You know what I'm saying? Truth is bringing attention
to
the
cause. They don't go to the colleges and yell at the kids or anything like that. You know, they only do it when someone dies, and that's when they all get together and blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
If you're going to do an organization like that, you got to do it 24/7, not just when you want to do it. Because it's not going to go anywhere when you want to do it. You got to do it.
This is how they rank in doing this study. Now, this is how they ranked it. The following three factors were considered in ranking the harmfulness of each drug that was evaluated. And now I'm going to give you the top 10. This is
all right, I'm ready.
Physical harm
to
the user, addictive potential of the drug, and the drug's overall impact on society. These are the three things that they based, you know what I'm saying, how fucked up the drug is. All right? Here we go. Goddamn drum roll. Boom, boom, boom. Goddamn it. Psychiatrists who specialize in blah, 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 score each of the three factors, blah, blah, blah. All told, 20 different drug users were evaluated, including cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, amphetamines, and LSD. Okay, so ranked from the most to least dangerous, the 10 most dangerous substances were deemed to be, da-da-da-da, who can guess what's at the top?
I don't know.
Heroin.
Heroin?
I would have probably guessed that. Because that shit's made up of so much shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit's made up of every fucking thing. Second is cocaine. Good old cocaine. Yeah. Often referred to as snow, flake, coke, and blow. Heroin is a popular street name. Popular street names include smack, stag, and junk. The third is barbiturates. Popular slang names include yellow jackets, reds, blues, amies, and rainbows. I would think ecstasy fits in that whole
rainbow.
Yeah, I ain't heard of that. Must be what fags call it. You know, you got the rainbow.
Hey, you got a rainbow pill for me? Fucking weird.
Number four is street methadone, which over in here we have a real big problem with meth heads.
Is that crystal meth?
Yeah. I'm surprised they ain't at the top, but everybody don't. That's a manufacturing
number
thing.
One, because that destroys your body.
It's not manufactured everywhere, though. That's the
I'll
whole
tell you
thing.
Right now. That's why I don't manufacture that shit no more, because I've seen like three or four people hit it maybe 2-3 times, and their whole life is done. Forget about it. You're gone.
Yeah.
You're gone.
Yeah. Hey, boy. Number five on the list. Ding, 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 ding. Is alcohol. Yeah. Number six is ketamine. I don't know why the fuck you would be taking a goddamn, ain't that for horses or something like that? Ketamine, I don't know. It's a powerful hallucinogen often referred to as special K. It's a special K. Bitch come bring you some cereal. You know what I'm saying? Number seven is benzodiazepines, which is a family of sedative drugs. Don't know what the fuck that is. Number eight
sedative
is...
drugs.
Sedative. You know, make you...
Is that the drug that knocks you out?
Like Vicodin. Vicodin,
okay,
yeah, that's what that is.
today's drug. Amphetamine is number 8, known as greenie among baseball players. Greenie. I don't play baseball. Ladies play at my ball. Oh, number 9 is tobacco. Just straight up tobacco, people. Yes, number 9. And number 10, the least dangerous drug, is buprenorphine. Buprenorphine, also called bup or subbies. I've never heard of that shit before.
Okay.
Now, as we've heard, that is the 1 through 10. The remaining drugs were assessed in the study ranked as follows. Number 1, at the top. And this is all the least, though. You know what I'm saying? He's weak. Cannabis. Includes marijuana. What are you talking about, baby? Number 2, which should be number 1. It's solvent, because these stupid little motherfuckers be going under here. Now I got to show my goddamn driver's license just to get a goddamn can of WD-40 out of fucking Walmart, or to buy some goddamn Elmer's glue, because your fucking kids want to go on and goddamn counter and sniff some fucking glue. Who the hell does some 1950s shit like that? Who still huffs glue?
A cheap drug head. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
Man, volatile substances that can be inhaled, such as glue, nail polish remover, paint, hairspray, and lighter fuel, such as gas. Yeah. Number 3 is 4-MTA, which is
a
derivative.
Are you fucking serious?
Well, what the hell is that? What is 4-MTA? You heard of that before?
What?
4-MTA.
I heard of that before.
Damn. I ain't never heard of that one. It's a derivative of an amphetamine and has similar effects to ecstasy.
Yeah, I heard of that before. They try to see out here, we have a little drug council. It's like, well, you know, all the main heads get together and they'll be like, okay, we got a new shipment of this from here. Does anybody want to throw it out there? You know what I mean? It's funny because you would think like this shit really happened, but yeah, this shit really happened. And that drug came up one time, and people were like, "Nah, I don't want to fuck with that shit." But it's like,
so these motherfuckers just creating shit, and then just putting it out there on the market, trying to get it out there on the market.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. One time when I first went to these little I call them drug councils, because it's all the drug deals, they all get together. They're talking about, oh, what's popping, you know, is this shit really going to affect us, or is this really going to destroy us? You know what I mean? They get down to the nitty-gritty there. I thought it was all
funny. I'm saying, you motherfuckers, really, they really have motherfucking meetings.
Yeah.
Hell to the no.
They try to keep everything in order out here. Because there's people out there when the shit hit the fan in the early 80s, everyone was out for themselves. But it's like people were dying. Friends were killing each other over bullshit.
Yeah, because you're smoking the wrong shit. If you would have smoked this shit I told you to smoke, you wouldn't have been fucking shit up. Stay out the goddamn crack.
It's like everyone who at least pushes 100+ pounds of weight, they go in this little fucking community with hella people. I mean, there's wetbacks there. There's fucking rich white people there. There's fucking some scrawny ass motherfucking Nigerian there. You would think he's nothing, but this motherfucker, they're pushing weight, and it's funny. Because I've only been to a couple of these things. I don't go there all the time, but it's like, because that's like a straight FBI raid. If you're done, you're done. But it's like, are you serious? And they all get together, say they got a shipment from Florida, something new. They'll be like, hey, I'm going to buy a bunch of this stuff. Is anyone willing to fucking push this out?
Damn.
That is crazy, man.
It's the inside of a
drug spade. I'll tell you that for damn sure. Anybody want anything from Jack and the Crack?
Jack and the Crack. What the fuck is Jack in the Crack?
Jack in the Box. I forgot you guys don't have those down there.
Oh, I thought you said Jack.
Hi,
how
you doing?
Fuck is the Jack
doing
the
good.
Crack.
Can I get, you don't have Croissant sandwiches for $3?
Number four is LSD, which I would have thought that would have been up at the top. Well, LSD was an old school drug, though. You know, this is, you don't even hear motherfuckers talking about LSD no more. I can't remember the last time I heard a person say they don't use some LSD. Number five is methylphenidate, which is central nervous system stimulant, commonly known, sold as Ritalin. That is for your kids. Yeah. You got your kids on methylphenidate, which is on the goddamn...
Methylphenidate.
Yeah, which is on the goddamn top list. For fucked up drugs. This is what you give your kids.
It is. My ex had to take it for narcolepsy. He'd fall asleep at any time, anywhere, any place. I mean, he should not even be driving. But, yeah, he took that. He tried to commit suicide like two or three times on that madness.
Hey.
That's the messed up stuff there.
Anabolic steroids, which, you know, that's only like sports figures. You don't really hear too many people use steroids.
Hey, but you know, those type of medicines... They're supposed to uplift you. They bring you back down to the dirt where you fucking... It's sad. Because you would think, okay, this person, you know, they're down in the dumps. Let's uplift their life. No, let's just bring them back down in the dumps. These doctors don't know what the fuck they're doing sometimes. That's why I don't understand. It's like you're supposed to even out the medical balance, aren't you?
90% of all doctors misdiagnose their patients.
A lot of them think they're God, too. Hello.
Yeah, they suffer from the God complex. Yeah, you get that. See, I got to set this up with a real doctor in the hospital to really talk about that type shit. You know what I mean? Get us a real doc on this motherfucking boy here. Man, what the fuck is going on, man? Why y'all motherfucking misdiagnosing people? Well, we got to do that. It's business, see? And I guarantee you that's going to come out of his mouth. Either he going to say it's politics, what are you going to say? It's business. Business is politics, people. Politics is business. And they had them just two couple of words. So they tell you that shit. It's just business. Number seven is GHB, short for gamma hydroxybutyrate, which is a powerful central nervous system depressant, most commonly known as the date rape drug. And we've all heard about that, good old GHB. Not real popular down here. We normally sedate our women with marijuana and gin. And, you know, hit it up with some cognac. Break that back. Yeah, white folks probably use that date rape shit. Yeah, you can't come to the black community talking about some, man, you got some GHB? No, I don't listen to them.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you guys. When I first heard about the date rape drug, I went out and bought some. Because I told some chick, I go, I'm going to take this shit. I want you to write down everything that happened to me. This was like back in the early 90s when it first came out. But this chick told me that I was doing things that you would never even imagine. I was just like in and out. And I was like, wow, this shit is crazy. I would never put that on anybody or whatnot. She said that I would, like, every 5 minutes, like, I would be, like, I would, like, knock out, I would black out, and then I would come back and I would do something. And then I would just black out again.
Hey.
That was crazy.
Hey.
But, I would never, shit, I'm fine enough as I don't need to date rape anybody. But I just wanted to try it out because I heard a lot of shit about that. And I was like, fuck, that shit really fucked you up. I didn't remember a fucking thing, I'm telling you, a fucking thing from when I took it.
Man.
That all sounds good.
Number eight on the list is, ding, 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 ecstasy. Like
that's a stupid drug. I don't even feel I just sweat a lot on that drug.
Yeah. I don't understand. If you got to take something that takes you 3 or 4 pills to fucking get anywhere, And I'm talking about $8, $9, $10 a pill that these stupid motherfuckers be paying. Is you serious?
Sometimes 20.
And I mean, they be looking stupid as hell, bitches. Y'all, I'm tell you, right now, you pill popping ass motherfuckers is gonna rehear this. You motherfuckers look stupid with your goddamn eyes rolling in the back of your head, your goddamn teeth chattering, your fucking mouth all twisted, looking like a goddamn pre-crackhead. You know what I'm saying? You look like you ain't a crackhead, but you're almost getting there. You know, fucking eggheads.
It's like diet crack.
Jeez. Yeah, like diet crack. You motherfucking diet crack taker.
Hey, but Smelly, I fuck around a lot of chicks, so a lot of chicks do that shit. And it's like, to me, they made me try to do it a couple times, and I'm like, I'm there sweating like mad. I don't know if the effects do the opposite to me, but I'm there sweating like a mother. Like, I ran 100 miles, and I'm just mad. Like, I want to fuck this girl, but I'm mad. I'm like, nah, I ain't going to fuck this bitch. So it's like, why even take something like that? When I get high off weed, it just calms me down. Oh, God, you don't have to turn on motherfucking day. Jesus. Anyway.
Sound like me,
Jack. We'll dive in the car.
Sound like me. All right, number 9 is alkyl nitrates, which is a group of drugs commonly referred to as poppers. I ain't never heard of that one. Wow,
that's another cheap imitation of ecstasy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, a lot of this shit ain't no, and this is regional drugs too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit that, you know what I'm saying, that might be heard about in the news, but it ain't popping all over. Because that shit don't be popping down here in Tampa, definitely. I mean, we, you know,
Smelly, where are you getting your analysis information from?
WebMD.com. Well, this actually comes from DrBenKim.com. This is the 10 most dangerous drugs.
Okay.
Yeah, DrBenKim.com.
No, I just want to know where it's coming from, because, you know, you'll have, like, say, like, I don't know, like a doctor that his daughter died of cocaine. So that'll be the number one drug to him because it killed his daughter. You know what I mean? So you want to
get
the proper analysis person, somebody that knows their shit.
But this was a study that was actually done.
That's what I'm saying. I'm glad that it's a study, not just one doctor just saying, oh, yeah, this drug is bad and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it is. That's the God complex kicking out. And last one, still ain't heard of this one, is KHAT, K-H-A-T, which is an amphetamine-like stimulant. Unless they talking about this fake-ass K2 shit, the Damiana leaf bullshit, you know what I'm saying, that they got floating around here. That's the only thing I can think that is.
The cat people, I think a cat smells it and it pisses or something like that.
Never heard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is estimated that tobacco causes 40% of all hospital illnesses, while alcohol is involved in more than 50% of all visits to the hospital emergency room. And in light of these statistics, the authors of the study question why alcohol and tobacco are legal to use within current drug policies for Britain and the United States, while less harmful drugs like ecstasy and LSD are deemed illegal to use. The bottom line, alcohol and tobacco are two of the most dangerous substances that you can expose yourself to on a regular basis. In terms of overall potential to cause harm, if used regularly, alcohol and tobacco belong in the same category as other recreational drugs like cocaine and heroin. Man, and that is the motherfucking study, people. Goddamn right. Here goes to Dr. Kim.
I gotta say, get your mammogram, women.
Yeah. Most dangerous drugs. Oh, yeah, then that's true, too, now. I like this comment, see? Damn, boy, that's a good-ass comment. This is why you gotta read people's comments, too, people. Comment says, dear Dr. Kim, I appreciate the normally grounded information that you provide. And while no one can defend alcohol and tobacco use, if anyone is to believe that the title selected, Top 10 Most Dangerous Drugs, then the list must be valid. It is hard not to suspect that this is just more of the mainstream blame the patient strategy when considerably more dangerous drugs like Vioxx, Tylenol, vaccines such as thimerosal, warfarin, Coumadin, statins, etc. are excluded. And I suspect that this is the list was based upon valid stats. Smoking and drinking would not even make the top 50.
Damn.
And they saying that because Tylenol, all that shit your kid can walk into the store and buy. That's why it's the most dangerous. That's why it should be amongst one of the most dangerous drugs. I understand that. That I understand.
Wow.
Well, people, we got to take a little quick break. Man, that's it there. All right, people, coming right back after this, we're going to get into the nutty news. We're going to get into the nutty news.
When I was a little kid, the real world was at the end of my block when I would ride my scooter down to the corner and I couldn't cross the street. But across the street, that was the real world. What is the real world? It is a great deal different than the protected, nurtured environment that most of our children are privileged to grow up in. The real world. You know, it's a pretty tough place, that one known as the real world. Cutthroat competition, dog eat dog. Other fella gets the promotion. You have better skills, better aptitudes. But some way management says you're too goody-goody, you don't drink with the guys, and so you get passed over, and he's the one who gets the job. Mother of three dies with cancer while her neighbor who sleeps around seemingly enjoys good health. The real world is where you desperately want a baby and you pray, God, give me a child. But the girl who works in your office has an abortion and she laughs about it. That's the real world.
Tuesday night we go and visit your mother, but Wednesday when we
top of the nutty. No. Nutty News brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. All the wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Let's get into it, people. Real quick, I had an idea, man. We need to do a worldwide organic test. We need to get participants from every state, every country to participate. We start on one day and everybody go completely organic for a period of time and see how our lifestyles change.
A lot of people complain that it costs too much, but you know what? Your health is worth far more than you pay for groceries.
You're damn right. You just got to cut some shit you're doing out. Cut out drinking. If you stop drinking, hell, your money will be supplementing right there. You know what I'm saying? Curb your herb habit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying stop smoking weed. Just limit the amount that you're currently smoking. You know? Buy the quarter and make it last the whole week instead of smoking it up in one fucking day. Speaking from experience. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying. You know? But then in turn, to me, I would see a lot of self-discipline coming out of that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just like being celibate. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of self-discipline. It ain't nothing hard about it. It's just about being self-disciplined. You know, it's about what you want for yourself. And if you love you, you'll be willing to do any goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? Stand out in the motherfucking cold and you know, if that's what would heal you, you know? So shit. Is more expensive than creating organic. That producing toxic medicine is more expensive. I mean, God damn, that is crazy. And then they got damn organic shit. Like it's hard to produce this shit. That's crazy. And all on the list. And these are worldwide places: McDonald's, KFC, Long John Silver's, Pizza Hut, Burger King, and all other companies, Wendy's, all that kind of shit. You know, all other, yeah, they all temporary happiness, but that. Happiness in between ain't good for you. You know what I'm saying? Because it keeps it. It's like a drug. That if their food has drugs in it, you know what I'm saying? To keep you coming back. You know what I'm saying? To keep you wanting that taste and that warmth, wanting that burger taste every time you ride by that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's why you find yourself just pulling in and shit. You got always got that psychological hold on you. Let fast food go, people. Like, I'm going to let this herb go for a couple of minutes. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going over here to Thailand. Yeah. Well, condom museum opens. Okay. I'll be definitely there to check that one out. You know what I'm saying? The recent opening of a small condom museum in Nantaburi. Should hardly come as a surprising news, given Thailand is one of the world's largest producers of condoms, surpassing even traditional giants like the Netherlands. And then there's the work that Thailand's very own condom king, Mekai Dhiravada, has done over the last three decades, raising awareness in condom usage around the world. I wonder what the AIDS rate is in Thailand. You always hear about the little chicks doing freaky shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, you go over there and get some freaky shit done, but...
Well...
Over here in Washington, dicks on chicks. $141,002 of stimulus money is to study dinosaur eggs. Yeah.
Is that a grant?
Is that a who?
Is that a grant they got?
No. That's stimulus money.
Oh, I missed that.
The so-called billions of dollars they sent out to stimulate the economy?
Oh, hell no.
The National Science Foundation gave a $141,002 federal stimulus grant to Montana State University to fund a six-week student trip to Hangzhou, China, to study dinosaur eggs and other fossils. Number of jobs created? Zero. Gotta love our government, though. Gotta love our government.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Only thing I can say about our government people.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
You know? That's how they get down, though. Over here in Pakistan, doctor is arrested on suspicion of blasphemy. Damn, boy, they don't fuck around, boy. They got that third world country, don't fuck around. You take your ass over there, fuck around you want to. Pakistan, the authorities have arrested a doctor on suspicion of violating the country's contentious blasphemy law by throwing away a business card of a man who shared the name of Islam's prophet Muhammad. The blasphemy law has been widely criticized by human rights groups following the case of Asia a Christian woman sentenced to death last month for insulting Islam.
Damn.
Take that, bitch. Damn. Oh, man. This is all the guys need to... I ought to skip this one. Oh, man. Hold on. I'm sorry, people. Oh. Oh, man. Okay, over here in Germany. Oh, man. Was ist los? Man castrates teenage daughter's 57-year-old boyfriend.
What?
Helmut Seifert, 47, an ethnic German originally from Russia, was enraged when he heard his 17-year-old daughter was having a relationship with Philip Jenscher, 57. He went to police in the town of Bielefeld, where he lives, but officers said they were powerless to intervene. The man then recruited two work colleagues at his factory and then went to the house of the victim. The man was forced to remove his trousers, and fully conscious, he was castrated.
Oh, God.
Oh. Ah. Oh. Oh. Sick. Oh, man.
They gave him nothing.
The testicles were taken away by the perpetrator. Oh.
That's
damn. Damn, that's some fucked up shit. Oh, shit.
I know that hurts.
Oh, man, that hurts. That hurts me, people. Damn. Oh.
He deserves an
cheap,
award.
Lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
I think his penis deserves a moment of silence.
By request of Ms. Heavenly Angel, here's a moment of silence for the balls. Got his balls cut off.
Brother.
Man, that hurts.
He'll never be the same.
Man. Over here in Italy, Tabella, Mona Lisa. Tiny numbers and letters are found in Mona Lisa's eyes. Intrigue is usually focused on her enigmatic smile. But the Mona Lisa was at the center of a new mystery yesterday after art detectives took a fresh look at the masterpiece and noticed something in her eyes. Hidden in the dark paint of her pupils are tiny letters and numbers placed there by the artist Leonardo da Vinci and revealed only now thanks to high magnification techniques.
It's the code.
Well, fuck yeah. Ain't unlocking shit. Locking some shit that was been here before your ass. You know what I'm saying? Fucking.
It's the Da Vinci code.
Don't fuck the Da Vinci code. It's a stolen
code.
Found it. Stealing the shit out of motherfucking Egypt and then regurgitating, talking about I'm hiding some shit. Motherfucker, man. Anyway, over here in Vorarlberg. I don't know where the hell that's at, but that's where the hell we at. Toothpick is removed from foot after 10 years. Ah.
A toothpick? And he didn't have an infection before that?
You know what I'm saying? 26-year-old consulted doctors at the clinic in failed cuttings several times to ask for help regarding the agonizing pains in her right foot. Doctors decided to x-ray the limb, but failed to spot a 4-centimeter-long piece of toothpick that was stuck deep inside the flesh. Reports have it they claim the woman was insane and was imagining the pain. Damn.
Y'all about to get this
committed over y'all 90% of motherfucking miscalculation. Misdiagnosed. Shit. Gotta tell y'all.
Proof right there.
All right. And his foot. It was in her right foot. It was in her right foot.
She wasn't crazy after all.
Mm-hmm. Over here in Russia, falling icicles kill record number of people.
Damn.
Apartment block roofs have caved in under the weight of snow, with water seeping into people's homes and damaging books in the Russian National Library. But it is the unusually large number of people who have been struck by icicles that has caused the most concern. Valenti Matvienko, the city's governor, has fired 11 officials accused of doing too little to keep the city's streets and rooftops free of snow and ice. Well, what the fuck is you supposed to do? Bitch, how the fuck do you stop ice from goddamn forming and shit? On rooftop. Bitch, you can't control nature. You're just gonna fire everybody. Man, you got your goddamn mind. People better look and keep it fucking moving. That's what the fuck they better do. Start looking up from now on, goddamn it, and get the fuck out of the way. Over in Georgia, I don't know which one, but that's the one we're in. 9 flying reindeer are cleared to land on Christmas Eve.
Right. Yeah, that's some nutty news,
all right. Right. Georgia Commissioner of Agriculture, Tommy Irvin, has granted a special 24-hour permit for 9 flying reindeer to land in Georgia on the evening of Friday, December 24th, into the early morning hours of Saturday, December 25th. Special permit waives routine veterinary requirements and inspections which protect the health of animals in the state and help prevent the introduction of exotic diseases. So please, bring all of your exotic diseases in if you can fly the motherfuckers in.
They just had to waste some money, man. Had to burn up some money before the end of the year.
That is clearly telling you our fiscal budget, we don't have nothing to do with that bitch. So we are going to be wasting our money in the most stupidest way we know how. Dang.
Hell, we got $1 million toilet in downtown Seattle that they're taking out now because all the people, the only people that use it are prostitutes and drug dealers.
Damn.
$1 million toilet.
That's fucked up.
Yep.
in Spain. Woman who gave birth at 66. Want second child. You selfish bitch. 72.
Well, you can't really say that because she's going to give life to another human being. That's pretty giving.
Man, that's man. You were going to, what? So somebody else can take care of it?
Well, you never know.
You can't fucking take care of it. 72 years old.
Six, I thought she was 66.
No, that was when she had her first one.
Oh, how old is she now?
She's 72.
Oh, Lordy.
A 72-year-old woman who had a daughter when she was 66 is planning to have a second child.
Oh, she's about to let the other child take care of the new one.
That's fucking selfish. Adriana Ilucci, who was the world's oldest new mother in 2005 when she gave birth to Eliza Maria Bogdana, said it could be a son if God and the doctors want. What the fuck? The Romanian university lecturer said if she had a son, he would act as a support. He would protect me. Bitch, you was fucking delirious.
Oh, my God.
You was fucking out. That bitch is delirious.
Oh, Lordy. So how's she going to guarantee she got a boy?
Yo, man, what the fuck? Oh, man.
That is pretty selfish.
Yeah, see, that's fucked up. 72 years old, and you know she got to get artificially inseminated. You know, there ain't nobody hitting that.
She must have some money or something. But that is pretty selfish.
Must.
She wants another a boy to protect her. Come on.
Yeah, she passed me now. Over here in Missouri. Dinner and comedy show turns into nightmare. A relaxing dinner cruise turned into an unwanted sleepover for more than 600 people stranded on a Missouri Lake cruise boat. After setting off on 6 p.m. Setting off on 4 p.m. for what was supposed to be a dinner cruise and a comedy show on the showboat Branson Bell, the boat ran into problems after strong winds and problems with its thrusters pushed it against a shoreline. The captain interrupted the show to tell them they would be stuck for a little while. I actually seen that on the news, though. They showed that crazy shit. It was all the way up on the damn ground. I'm like, all the way up on that motherfucker. Like, what?
Wow. Are we getting any awards out here today?
Well, that wasn't nothing. There wasn't no award. They just...
only giving out one so far. For two at the moment.
In Oregon, let's see. Sea lion gets trooper escort off highway. Man, this might get one. Fucking PETA. A wayward sea lion. God damn, what the hell is going on? Police, y'all listen to my show? Y'all need to call in. 347-237-5025. Listen live. Y'all going to listen to my shit. Tap my motherfucking phone and shit. Y'all right? Oh, sorry. Wayward sea lion trying to scoop down a highway along the Oregon coast got an escort from state troopers. The Oregon State Police says the animal apparently entered U.S. Highway 101 through a state park near Yachak and weaved in and out of traffic for about a half a mile. Troopers in a local fire and rescue unit used batons and a plastic boards designed to keep patients immobile as they flanked the sea lion and got it along the side of the highway. Fuck, he just didn't pick the big motherfucker up. Scared. Yeah, I would be. That bitch bite your ass. Fucked up. But that's commendable. Yeah, give those guys an award. Fuck it. Positivity awards, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for the escort, you know? Oh, laughing at me, mother. Oh, sorry, people.
And give you two more, you know what I'm saying? Two more. And we out the door. Over here in Washington.
Is that Washington State or D.C., baby?
Hey, woman. You think I know? Washington State. Damn it. Shit. Prisoners save on shorter socks and juice boxes.
What?
Okay. With Washington State agencies looking for ways to save money, the correction department says it's economicizing. What? Economizing. Oh, wow. It's the marijuana people. Economizing by recycling inmate uniforms, switching to juice boxes, and providing shorter socks. The agency says it expects to save $120,000 each year by replacing self-serve cafeteria juice fountains with juice boxes, shorter socks, and that's another $22,000 annual savings.
Now, how is that going to save any money? Come on, people.
Come on, fuck off.
Are you kidding me?
What analysts are sitting down calculating the material of a motherfucking sock?
Of how long our shorts is? Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
I didn't realize there was a cost difference between the size of a sock. The dollar
right.
Store by the socks, they ain't got no problem.
New York, Custer's flag sells for $1.9 million at an auction. I don't know who the hell would want that dumb shit, but all right. One of U.S. General Armstrong, George Armstrong Custer's battle flags left on the battlefield, which I'm pretty sure it should have been, of the Little Bighorn by the Indians, didn't win much respect from collectors either. Yeah, who the fuck would? The Cavalry Guidon, a military standard, drew a mere $1.9 million, much less than expected, at an auction at Sotheby's in New York. The price fell below the low-end pre-sale estimate of $2 million, despite predictions it might go for as much as $5 million. Who the fuck would want a flag from Custer? What the hell did he even do? What did he do? Stole land. Who the fuck cares? Stole land. You motherfuckers stole land back in the day. Anything got to do with Indians, you motherfuckers stole. Stole goddamn land. You don't get no fucking credit for that. Not bad. I almost gave it a war. Son of a bitch.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless.
This is because I ain't got enough time.
You know?
In the United States of assholes, guess who? David Hasselhoff. Yeah. I didn't even know he had a reality show. But, yeah. It's canceled after two episodes.
They better put that show over there in Germany where they love them.
Hey, that's what they better do. David Hasselhoff has been beached by the A&E network. The cable channel said it has yanked the former Baywatch stars' reality show off the air after only two episodes.
Because nobody
Eight
was watching.
Eight completed episodes will remain unaired. The Hasselhoff feature the actor and his two daughters who are aspiring to get into showbiz. That sounds good.
Well, they didn't make it.
Who would want to see David Hasselhoff with his shirt off anyway?
I never even thought he was cute in the first place.
Yeah. And last but not least, in Italy, hospital asked doctors not to snort cocaine at work. God damn. He got the egg.
Please don't do that here.
Oh, man. An Italian hospital director sent a memo to doctors and nurses asking them not to snort cocaine while on duty. Giuseppe, indeed Maria, now faces possible disciplinary action following the memo sent to medical staff at the Santa Carina Novella de Galatina Hospital. God damn.
Get your cocaine today. Yeah.
Near Lecce. Let's say. In southern Italy. The memo was sent after De Maria received anonymous tip-off about the practice at the hospital. So instead of this bitch getting a motherfucking investigation going on, getting some drug tests going on, sister's out a fucking memo to hold the shit down. Bitch, you stupid motherfucker.
Only in Italy, people. Only in Italy.
Oh, man. You stupid as hell. Matter of fact, you so stupid. I ain't going to give you that. I'm going to have to give you that.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Wow, only 3 minutes left. Time flies.
3 minutes left, people, to My Health, Your Health Monday. It's been a beautiful show. Presents Have You. Have you had your mammogram? I'd like to thank Ms. Heavenly Angel very much, you know what I'm saying, for allowing us into her life, you know what I'm saying, behind her personal doors. You know,
you know?
I felt like my hands were actually on your breast. And
I set the boobies free. To the whole world.
Ah, man. Santa Carina Novella de la Casa. I don't even... Galatina? That sounds like guillotine, like cut your damn shit off. I don't even know. Tell me, man, that sounds fucked up. Damn. Well, and that will do it, people. You know, I'd like to thank Mr. Alexander, 84, all the way from Singapore. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Goof at representing San Jose, California. Ms. Heavenly Angel representing Seattle, Washington. All my Floridians out there holding it down, you know what I'm saying, worldwide. And Mr. Sayonai, over there in the Netherlands. So we on that real big.
And bring that ass back.
Real big. All right. All right.
Much love, people.
And once again.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
You know what I'm saying?
Here they are.
We're getting out of here with some comedy people.
Check them out.
Put them on the glass. Much love, people. See you tomorrow.
I love drinking. Hate people who don't drink. Never met an interesting person in my life who didn't drink. If you don't drink, you're a boring cunt and all your stories suck. All your stories end the same way with, and then I got home. No one gives a shit that you've been promoted at work, and no one gives a fuck that your kids don't have bruises. Ever ask a non-drinker why they don't drink? Same fucking answer every time. You go, why don't you drink? And they go, I don't like the taste of it. Nobody does! No one likes the taste of it. We drink because we fucking have to. No one has ever had a shot of tequila and gone, oh, that's lovely. Next time I'll have that instead of pudding. It's so Moorish. We drink because life's shit, and you got to do whatever you can to get through the fucking day. Now... I honestly didn't mean to time it like that. That's like a magic trick, isn't it? I've decided I'm going to punch people in the head if they say the next sentence. I encourage you to do the same because they think they're better than you. Anyone who says a sentence, I don't need to drink or take drugs to have a good time. I'm high on life. Punch that cunt in the head till your hand breaks. Just, really? Well, I'm angry on alcohol. Now drive me home.